Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast. The early mix should fade to sun and clouds and turn windy today. And it will be a little cooler than normal with our temperatures today in the lower 40s. Tonight, clear, breezy, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, mid-30s. On Friday, some snow showers, 35 to 40. And for Christmas Day, snow showers will change to rain showers and then end by the afternoon, temperatures in the mid-40s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Well, New York has canceled January Regents exams due to COVID-19 as a result of the ongoing pandemic. No decision on Regents exams in June and August have been made. Quote, New York set a daunting record last week with more COVID-19 cases reported in one day than ever before, end quote, from the governor. Once again, a January Regents exam cannot be safely, equitably, or fairly administered across the state. Diploma requirements will be changed to reflect the Regents exam cancellations, with the exemptions granted to students completing a secondary level course of study or makeup program in January, according to the statement. To qualify for that exemption, a student must be enrolled in a class that would culminate with the Regents examination in January and earn credit, complete a makeup program to earn course credit, or be prepared to take a required Regents examination to graduate at the end of the first semester. Out of Massachusetts, Nomkeg, Berkshire Botanical Gardens have gained annual entertainment licenses, but the Stockbridge Select Board has set limits on that. The Nomkeg Historic House Museum and Garden will be limited to 15 outdoor events with amplified music, with the popular winter lights and pumpkin walk attractions, which span several weeks, each counted as a single event. And at the Berkshire Botanical Garden, an early evening Music Monday summer series, as well as wedding receptions, cannot include outdoor amplified music. Those limitations and restrictions to nonprofits in 2022 entertainment licenses were approved by the Select Board last week. Once again, the Region 1 COVID update as we get set to go into the holiday break. Salisbury had a family member of an elementary school student, a family member of two elementary school students, and a family staff member report that they had COVID-1. Those individuals had not been in the building and have had no contact with staff or students other than the students and staff member who live in their home. They've been following the quarantine ratio. A family member of the middle school students and a family member of a staff member in Sharon reported COVID-19. Neither of them had been in the building. They are also in isolation and in quarantine as per the CDC. The Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation announced the second round of grants from their Bridging Divides Healing Programs community of nearly $35,000 to 14 organizations through the second round of that grant program. Organizations in Berkshire County, Columbia County, New York, and Northeast Dutchess County, New York, and Northwest Litchfield County receive grants up to $3,000 for projects to seek to bring people together to explore shared interests, address problems through dialogue and action, and consider a range of perspective issues. The $35,000 in cash prizes was awarded in November to storytellers ages 14 to 24 and the Youth Film Challenge, which, of course, we knew about here in our tri-state region. Sharon Hospital issued an update by the president urging people to get vaccinations and citing their need to recruit new doctors. He said Nuvance is in the forefront when it comes to COVID-19 recovery programs. Drive-through rapid testing is planned for Lee Sheffield ahead of the holidays. Berkshire County residents who want to test just ahead of the holiday gatherings can take advantage of pop-up drive-through clinics in South County, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire Public Health Collaborative will offer free rapid tests for asymptomatic and symptomatic adults and children just ahead of Christmas and New Year's Eve. These are the dates and times in Lee at the Araldol Building, 45 Rail Street, 4 to 6 p.m. on December 22nd and December 29th and 30th. In Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street, from 8 to 10 a.m. December 23rd and December 30th. Advance registration is required with signups at tinyurl.com/msbav3at. Berkshire Health Systems will continue to offer PCR testing through the holidays. You can call 855-262-5465 to schedule that test. So meetings coming up in our area this week. Today in Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has their meeting at 5 p.m. In Salisbury at 7 p.m., the WPCA will meet. Some announcements for later on in the week in Salisbury. The town hall will be closing at 12:30 on December 23rd. Town hall offices will be closed on the 24th. The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station is closing at noontime on the 24th. Saturday the 25th, the transfer station and town hall closed. In Sharon, on December 23rd, the town hall will be closed all day through December 24th all day. But there is a meeting of the Energy Environment Commission on the 23rd. In Sheffield, on Friday the 24th, the town hall will be closed. In North Canaan, on the 24th, the transfer station hours are listed as 8 until noon. They're closed December 25th and December 26th. Regular hours, December 31st from 8 to 4. And once again, a reminder, they'll be closed January 1st and January 2nd. They will resume regular hours. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find a great menu plus their tapas menu. That's theinterlaken.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 35,492.70 today. The Nasdaq at 15,341.09 and the S&P 500 at 4649.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.